Bonjour. You're listening to Tribal Water Day podcast.
Listen and learn about Nebe, water,
and its importance to the Keweenaw Indian community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Episode 10, Mercury Maps.
I'm Sarah Moses. I'm an environmental biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission since 2010. Today I'm talking about Glyphwick's Mercury Program, which I've been heading up since I started at Glyphwick, and it's basically a program that tests mercury in fish and then tries to gather information and get it back to the community so that they can consume fish safely. It sounds like those fish kind of flopping around and splashing in the shallow water, because most of the fish that we work with are those walleye when they're in the shallow water spawning in the springtime. So that's the sound I think of. I guess the main thing I want people to understand is that there are risks of consuming fish, but that if you have the right information, there's ways that you can keep doing it as much as you want in a safe way. So you don't have to give it up. Glyphwick has information that we love to share with the communities. We like to come out to the communities when we're invited, and if we can't get there, you can always go to our website. It's glyphwick.org, G-L-I-F-W-C.
Nebe,
this podcast is a Third Coast Conversations project, which encourages dialogue about water in Michigan and is supported by the Michigan Humanities Council. All audio was recorded and produced by Allison Mills. To learn more about the KBIC Water Program, visit the Natural Resources Department at nrd.kbic-nsn.gov.
The Nebe Lullaby is sung by Water Walkers Terry Denemy and Kathy Smith, as written and shared by Doreen Day of the Medalen Lodge.
To all our sponsors, supporters, and community, Chimagwich.